Hello kids, today I am bringing you the new story about the three little pigs, very cute and chuffy puffy pigs. So let's start our story without wasting a time, right? So the story name is The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who left their mommy and daddy to see the world. All summer long, they roamed through the woods and over the plains, playing games and having a fun. Wherever they went, they were given a warm welcome. But as the summer drew to a close, they realized that folk were preparing for a winter. Autumn came and it begins to rain. The three little pigs started to feel they needed a real home. They talked about what to do, but each decided for himself. The laziest little pig said he would build a straw hut. "It will only take a day," he said. The other disagreed. "It's too fragile," they said, but he refused to listen. "Not quite so lazy." The second little pig went in a search of a plank of a wood. It took him 2 days to nail them together. "That's not the way to build a house," said the third little pig. "It takes hard work to build a house that is strong enough to stand up in the wind, rain, and the snow, and most of all protect us from the wolf." The days went by and the wisest little pig's house took shape. Brick by brick, from time to time, his brother visited him, saying with a chuckle, "Why are you working so hard? Why don't you come and play?" "I shall finish my house first. It must be solid and sturdy, and then I will come and play," he said. "I shall not be foolish like you, for he who laughs last, laughs longest." So one day, the little pigs found the tracks of a big wolf. They rushed home in alarm. Along came the wolf, scowling fiercely at the laziest pig's straw hut. "Come out," ordered the wolf. "I'd rather stay where I am," replied the little pig in a tiny voice. "I'll make you come out," growled the wolf angrily. Puffing out his cheeks, he blew with all his might right onto the house, and all the straw the silly pig had heaped against some thin poles fell down in the great blast. The three little pigs slithered out from under the net, the leap of the straw, and dashed towards his brother's wooden house. "Come back," roared the wolf, trying to catch the pig as he ran into the wooden house. The other little pig greeted his brother, shaking like a leaf. "I hope this house won't fall down. Let's lean against the door so he can't break in." Open up," shouted the wolf as he rained blows on the door. Inside, the two brothers wept in fear and did their best to hold the door fast against the blows. Then the furious wolf drew in a really enormous breath and went, "Woof!" The wooden house collapsed like a pack of cards. Luckily, the wisest little pig had been watching the scene from the window of his brick house, and he rapidly opened the door to his fleeing brothers. And not a moment too soon, for the wolf was already hammering furiously on the door. This house was much more solid than the other. He blew once, he blew again and again, and again for the third time, but the house didn't budge an inch. The wolf decided to try one of his tricks. He scrambled up a nearby ladder onto the roof to have a look at the chimney. However, the wisest little pig had an idea, and he quickly said, "Quick, light the fire." The wolf was not sure if he should slide down the black hole, but the sound of the little pigs' voices below only made him feel hungrier. "I'm dying of hunger. I'm going to try and get down," and he let himself drop. But his landing was rather hot, or too hot. The wolf landed in the fire. The flames licked his hairy coat and his tail became a flaring torch. "Never again, never again will I go down a chimney," he squealed. Then he ran away as fast as he could. The three happy little pigs began to dance and sing a song. "Tra tra la la la, tra tra la la la. The wicked black wolf will never come back," tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. From that terrible day on, the wisest little pig's brother set up to work. In less than no time, up went two new bricks house. The wolf didn't return once, but when he caught sight of a three chimneys, he remembered the terrible pain of a burnt tail, and he lived for a good. Now safe and happy, the wisest little pig called to his brothers, "No more work, come on, let's go and play. This is my own house and we will all enjoy together like this. So every time keys, we do not have to just be lazy and sit and idle for an hour. We have to be creative and we have to make our things stronger and stronger." So this is the moral of this story. I hope you like my stories. Okay, kids. Now all my dear kids are going to bed and have a very good night's sleep. So goodbye, good night, and do take care of yourself. Goodbye, ta-ta.